This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are Reef Giants and Stone Giants.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, boy, more giants. More giants than Dark Souls has. What?
Yeah. I said my hands are thick. Did you notice the big doughy hands on the Reef Giant? Look at his right hand.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of, wow, that's a meaty hand.
It's like the meatiest hand I've ever seen.
Whoa, he's got some Andre the Giant hooks on him.
Huh. And they're semi-webbed, but that doesn't explain it. They're also just like,
yeah, they're like, they, it's like they a also full just like
Armstrong coming out of his wrist.
Like you expect, like the wrist kind of like tapers close to it, you know, to a joint, and then it like expands out. Like this is just a straight up parallel line from the thickest point of his his forearm down to his thumb.
It's like it doesn't articulate.
Yeah,
like I bet you he can't actually do anything with that wrist. He's like an old action figure.
Well, it's meant for swimming. Like that's more about a broad, just a broad movement than anything.
That's true.
And also his incredibly creepy flat face.
Yeah, flat face with like the gills.
Oh, I don't know if those are gills. I think those are earrings.
Oh, yeah, you could be right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be either. I could see this being like a like Kevin Costner-esque like side fins.
That's what I thought they were.
Yeah, yeah.
In either way, these things are pretty interesting as far as like giants go.
Yes.
They're not desert giant bright spots, but they're not the blackest hole from which stone giants come from or anything.
Yeah. They're loners among loners. Like no giants are especially clannish, right? Social. There we go. But what I love about these guys is they're homebodies.
Yeah, like, they build mansions.
Yeah, like this guy, his favorite game is The Sims.
Yeah. these are monsters that are made to die out to give you an interesting place for the PCs to explore like after it's gone.
Yeah.
Like these are like the gone homes.
Yeah.
For Reef Giants. Like learn the story of this thing from like digging through its gigantic chairs.
Yeah. Like you're walking up the coast, you know, on some grand quest up there, and then you find this this large manor, far too large for any human to have inhabited. However, it has this touch of, you know, let's say the divine, but also of taste, right?
Yeah.
And as you go along, you get this little bit of like Lilliputian or Alice in Wonderland kind of feel of like going around it.
Yeah, you walk around the thing, you learn about the story, you find the grandpa Reef Giant who's dead inside or dying inside it. Mm-hmm. He tells you to find his like long lost grandson because they pass these on from, you know, to like he's fallen out with his son, and he says like, hey, you need to help me reconcile so I can give him this mansion. If you do so, the rumpus room is yours.
Oh gosh, giant bumper yeah. Pool, Gary.
It is human sized. The you actually get to ride around in the pool cues.
Oh,
the
shit.
Bumper pool in my mansion of fun. Welcome to the house of fun. It's cheaper. It's faster if you run.
Giant fun house. Giant fun house.
Dun 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 dun. And that's rad.
Yeah.
One of the things about this guy is like, when they take the pains to draw somebody with like really really tight clothing,
this guy's boys ain't breathing at all. They got no play,
very much heat. Like
his boys got no play.
Well, I was thinking about like this guy being a grower rather than a shower, and I'm like, he spends all his time in cold water.
Yeah,
like no wonder he's a limp-dicked motherfucker.
Gary, I'm not you know here's the thing, maybe this is my own self-consciousness coming out. I'm not going to judge somebody in a flaccid state. Come on, give me at least half turgid at best. Like,
yeah, that's a like, yeah. It should be thrown out.
Yeah, it really should. Like that is it's an outlier.
I'll throw this out there. I'm not going to judge you based on our ex state either. Like, you know, if you're listening to this.
Oh, true.
But if you're listening to this comedy podcast about Dungeons and Dragons monsters, I want you to know your penis is beautiful no matter how big it is.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
so
it's not what you're packing. It's what you do with it. You know, it's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you are
as a dude who has never interacted with another person's package.
Yeah.
I say as a dude talking solely to himself.
Well, you're saying you're just saying if it's okay with you. Like that, and for me too, it's like if you were curious as to what I think of your genitals, if you are a giving and conscientious lover, I don't care about your genitals.
Yeah.
You're patient, you give a shit. You know, you're doing good as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. You wear your belt at a jaunty angle with a seashell belt buckle.
This guy, yeah. The way it looks like the Shell station logo. Like, do you think this is where gas comes from? Is from his dinger? Like, you just pump the ball and then, like, you fill up your tank.
Yep. Oh god, just imagine this guy fucking your car.
I'm way ahead of you.
Oh man, I've already let me refresh your DeviantArt page. Yeah, you are way ahead of me. Wow.
I imagine that cartoon gas station bell sound of like pumping gas, which is it with every thrust.
Ding, ding. Ding, ding. Well, no.
We are a solitary lot.
Ding, ding, ding. Because that's the man. Wow, this is so much. So, like, car anatomy is always weird. The exhaust pipe, obviously, the anus. I was about to say,
obviously.
Obvious. I mean, it's no question.
Yeah.
I was about to say, oh, the gas tank that would be the vagina on a lady car, right? But that's how the car eats.
Yeah, I think I can't go with you on that second one. Okay. I don't know what the vagina would be on the car. Maybe so the gas pipe could be the vagina and the trunk could be the butt.
Okay. Trunk could be the butt, but like, unless I'm coming from TJ back to, back to California, that's not really meant for keeping stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a human pocket that nobody uses to its full potential.
Yeah. I mean, not nobody. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
We need to get to the stone giants.
Yeah. So stone giants, there's not too much to say other than the fact that I think they genuinely look pretty creepy.
Oh, they really do. So, yeah.
Like, I think this is kind of a good illustration for this guy's kind of house style. Like the cloth ankle boys.
Weird. So no cloth ankle, which is good. No bandage foot. And so of all of the enemies who are the giants rather, who are holding, you know, two-handed swords or axes or such, like the way he is palming that rock feels genuinely fierce to me.
He doesn't look like he's going to throw it. He looks like he's going to bash in a witness's head.
He looks like he's about to like crush it in his hands in order to like threaten me. Like, this could be your head.
And these guys have like b-ball palms as well. Like these guys could rock it in the court.
No, they're going to run the, definitely run the, the court is what you said, and then I was about to say that, but
it's true.
Yeah,
they don't do very much though.
Like no.
they appreciate dairy, like they keep bands of goat so they can have milk, cheese, and butter. Okay,
right, and goat cheese have is good. Powers. I'm not gonna begrudge them that.
Like,
yeah,
I'm not gonna. Yeah, like Chev.
Mm-hmm.
Get some Chev, brother. I would read the entry on the Chev giant. And then just a tiny little line in the thing that's like, they actually like stones.
Yeah, but no, guess what? Like most giants, they like to throw stones. They're just a little bit better at this. And also because of their skin tone, they like to pretend to be stones.
Yeah, the real single issue voters, these guys.
Yeah.
Hey, check this out. Stone Giants, Rolling Stones, Love is Strong video.
Follow
Rolling Stones Giants.
Mmm. Yeah, no, I can get that. They're dancing in the streets, singing directly into David Bowie's mouth.
They are. I don't have a stinger for this one, Cole.
Neither do I. There we go. We're good. I was going to cut after that, but you said that, and now we're cutting after that. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.